If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday. Lovely day. Going to be a beautiful weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. George Mayhew is here from St. Louis Magazine. Good to see you, Georgie.
Thank you, sir.
That was a good bite of bagel.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'll see your donut competition and raise you a bagel.
What do you think about the donut competition?
That's a great idea. And I was listening to it on the way down, and I thought, wait, there's no way you're going to get all these. How are you going to narrow it down? Well, how do we narrow the parishes down? There's 140 of them.
Right.
We figured it out. So there's about, I want to say, 50 bagel places. We did a bagel, best bagel, what's your favorite bagel competition. I forget if we got the bracket to 32 or we got it all the way to 64.
My goodness.
But anyway, I think it would be great because, as we'll discuss with, there's just so many different ways to go, and people are really opinionated
about
this.
Are bagels any bigger of a thing in St. Louis than anywhere else?
I don't think so, especially not in the East Coast. That's where bagelry reigns. But we are like the donut capital. We have like the most donut places per capita, apparently, than any city our size, or so
I'm told. I have in my head that you make bagels.
No.
I got you mixed up with someone else?
No.
Oh, I thought you made bagels for some reason.
I don't make bagels. No. They're not that easy to do. You need the right equipment. You've got to have, they're boiled and they're baked.
They're all boiled. Okay. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. No, they're not, but the New York bagels are boiled. And then they're baked on like a burlap board, on a special board in an oven. I mean, there's a definite process to it. And as you guys can tell, this bagel is, what I say, has a lot of heavy chew.
It's
really dense. The bagel factory, when they went out of business, it was just mourning all over St. Louis because that's where everybody got their bagels. And that was a heavy bagel. That was similar to this, even heavier than this. Wasn't a bagel you could really make a sandwich out of. Hmm. And that's the big difference. Mm-hmm. You know, I really liked it because I'd smear it up with cream cheese and, call it a day, or put some lox or some, white fish salad on there. But if you want to make a sandwich out of it, it's a whole other process that they'd use steam in those bagels to impart a little airiness to it. And, the Paneras of the world, that's what they do. That's what most of those bagels or a lot of their bagels are used for. They have to make sure they're light enough to make a sandwich out of. And there's no way you could do that with this and enjoy it. It wouldn't be a pleasant experience.
I'd try.
But these are from Baked and Boiled in Soulard, and just again, ask me my favorite bagel in town. This one's darn good. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree?
I brought it in
for everybody's like shaking their head.
I would agree.
It's just a great bagel. And I went today, and we're going to do a bagel podcast next week, so I was going to try to load up on bagels. I got there at noon. They had about six bagels left.
Well,
this was one of the six, so I'm glad you like the everything bagel.
I've not had many good bagels. Like, that's unfair. I've not had many. What am I trying to say? I've mostly Einstein and Panera. Where was the place? Bagel Union.
Yeah, Bagel Union in Webster. That's in New York style. Now that's what would be fun about a bagel competition too. Because boy, they're all across the spectrum as far as heft and weight and chew. And I just think it's God, I just love a good bagel. Rachel and I were talking. We could both, you know, buy half a dozen bagels, and that's all we eat for like 2 days.
It's a real problem.
And then you're...
You like it with lox.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just great. And I do the same darn thing, and now I've learned, instead of just to keep them out where I'm looking at them, put them in the back of the freezer. And then you at least have to work at it, and you have to like, okay, do
How
I really...
How do you warm that up?
I warm it up in the microwave, you know, and just let it sit for a minute. And bagels freeze great. And that's, I'm telling you, unless you want to gain, you know, 3 pounds in 3 days, that's how you have to do it. So
what's 3 pounds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's so we just did a kind of a roundup of all the bagel places in town, and there's 8 or 10 of them. And they all have, as I look through the list, everybody does it a little bit differently. There's apparently, and this time I haven't tried, maybe the listeners know, there's a Montreal-style bagel. And people say, if you've never had a Montreal, you know, you'll never go back to a New York-style bagel again. And I've never been to Montreal. I've never had a Montreal bagel. But it uses honey in the recipe, and they're baked in a wood-fired oven. So there's two different things that those bagels are known for. But there's those. There's the New York-style, and then there's the steam bagels, which are, you know, popular at Panera and I think Companion and a couple places like that. And but boy, it's just these guys out at Lefty's Bagels. Have you been out there yet, Dave?
No, I've not.
They're like mad bagel scientists out there. They have all their schmears, and all their stuff comes from very special places and specific places on the East Coast. And they've really made a science out of this. And that place is so busy that until they had online ordering, they were just upsetting everybody because people drive. I drove all the, you said you had bagels. I drove across town, and now you don't have any bagels. And the guy goes, that guy in front of you just ordered 4 dozen, or we would have, you know, order in advance, and you'll be okay. But yeah, it's a great, gosh, it's just, you know, just a great item.
Which would you rather do, a fish fry like competition for donuts or for pizza?
Pizza, we'd have to narrow it down, I think.
Yeah.
Thin crust, thick crust, New York style. I think donuts would be easier because they're kind of the same, you know.
Chris and Amy just did a pizza one.
did they do
a big bracket? And,
oh, right. Yeah, but that was like a Sweet 16 thing.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
They didn't get to eat it.
Well, not every week.
Yeah.
But the final winner, yeah.
Yeah, but you could do, you know, you could do a bagel thing too. Yeah. Do you remember, when was this? I think we talked about this on this show. It had to be 5 or 6 years ago when they were talking about somebody was cutting a bagel bread like a...
Yes.
You know, they're making...
Yes. Yeah, bread slice bagels.
Bread slice bagels, horizontal. They call the Panera style, you know, cut horizontally instead of vertically. And this went viral. And oh my gosh, you know, all of a sudden St. Louis was like the scourge of bagel nation, and everybody... From, you know, the East Coast, it went on for a while.
Yeah,
and
remember that.
I remember talking about that, and people were saying, you know, it was ugly, you know, sell St. Louis back to France.
Was it real? You know, were we really doing that?
Yeah, and they still are. If you say, give me a, I guess it's a bread cut bagel is what, you go into Panera, nobody's going to give you the side eye. It's a real thing.
Does it taste any different?
Nah,
this is my point. The East Coast people are being idiots.
Well, here's the deal. And I wrote a whole article about this. I said, I'm the guy that goes into the office and slices that bagel in half and takes the top half.
Oh.
I'm one of those guys.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy. And it's the scourge of all, you know, that's a high crime in most offices.
It's like taking the muffin top.
Yeah,
exactly,
leaving only that little
butt. Exactly. And then you got to, you know, look around, make sure the camera's on, get the heck out of there. But if you slice that bagel, you know, bread cut like that, everybody gets a little bit of the goodies. Yeah. I think, it, you know, in that case, I did defend it, and everybody from the East Coast was like, this guy's
an
idiot.
What if you pizza cut it, like, you know, into triangles instead of bread slicing? Is that acceptable to the East Coast?
Probably not.
Now you're really getting, I don't know, squares or triangles. No, it was, I just remember that, and that was a really big thing. And anyway, the bagel discussion continues.
So Mother's Day, one of the biggest weekends of the year for restaurants, I'm guessing?
Yeah, one of the biggest weekends for sure. And what's interesting, though, is if you remember back in the day that where there was, it was the buffet, the big Mother's Day buffet, and you'd walk the line, and grandma's up there, walker walking the line, and everybody's walking the line, and then COVID came along, and that whole buffet thing kind of, it kind of died.
That's
there's
sad.
There's a few of them coming back, And but that really did. That was anywhere you'd go, any restaurant, any hotel. If you didn't have an Easter brunch buffet, you just might as well not even open up. But now it's more a la carte stuff. And don't ask me where to go on Friday for Easter, yeah, or rather Mother's Day, because it probably won't happen. But
dude, I remember when I still lived in Illinois, so a long time ago, and going with a girlfriend's family to Casa Gallardo brunch. And I didn't have that concept in my head that you could have like chicken wings and waffles. And it was just.
Yeah. And you're cutting prime rib over,
yes,
there, and here, let's have a taco. Yeah. It's, and anything goes too. And really the merrier and the more bizarre.
Yes.
And now they kind of have changed it. The dessert station's over here and the egg station's over here. You're not walking this giant line, but it's still just a huge thing. I did something today. I asked the staff and some chefs, what are the dishes that you remember that your mom handed down to you? And I thought, you know, it's one of those things. This could go either way. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I got some really charming, lovely stories that I hope everybody reads. And, you know, you'll learn a lot. I learned how to make spaghetti sauce a different way. I learned that somebody's mom, when she makes lasagna, does not put ricotta cheese in it. She uses white American, and that's her secret. And she said, sorry, Mom, George wanted
to
know a secret ingredient.
Let me tell you what
ingredient
my mom passed down to me, and it's my first Mother's Day without my mom, so I'm going to try not to cry. Overcook everything. That's what she passed down. My mom feared trichinosis more than Nazis.
Oh, they were so good at that, especially with pork.
If
that was, yeah, you needed a chainsaw for
the first time I had real pork.
You
I'm
mean
like,
cooked properly?
Right.
Pork?
I'm like, what the hell's this?
This is actually good.
This is not pork.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cooking it medium.
What did your mom hand down to you?
You know, just a lot of the basics, homemade soups. I said, you know, once she started feeding us homemade soup, I never looked at a Campbell's can again.
Oh, George texted me over the weekend and he had made his famous seafood soup and offered to bring it by my house, but I didn't have a phone. So I didn't get it until too late.
I wondered what happened because I thought, and it was perfect.
George is like, Dave ghosted me.
Yeah, if you remember, it was kind of in the 40s or 50s.
Yeah,
it was a pretty
perfect
good
weekend.
I know, old Dave and old George, we were going to have some soup together.
No, I just got my phone today. So.
Yeah.
George is like, Dave ignored me.
About soup.
So soup, things like beef stew. And the one thing that I mentioned in the article, I don't know if you guys have had this, but something called eggs in a nest. Eggs in a hole where you cut out the middle of a piece of bread, mm-hmm, and you put the bread in a skillet and you put the egg. You guys don't know about this?
Yeah.
Yes. I've never had it.
And my mom called it eggs in a nest. And it's, you know, the toast cooks perfectly. And then the hard part's getting an egg to flip over without the egg flying out of there. But I thought that was the best thing I've ever had in my life. And I thought my mom invented it.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, this is just the coolest
thing
ever.
Probably my favorite mom dish. We called it S on a shingle. Everyone had their version of it.
Yep.
But this was white toast with cream of mushroom soup,
mm-hmm,
and chicken or turkey. Oh, man.
Or real chip beef, like Buttig's chip beef.
Yes.
You know, and that's a fairly an army thing. But anyway, it's just fun. And guys, again, these just some really great stories from everybody. And, you know, you just brought back mom memories. We were cooking when my mom stopped cooking about age 90, and she loved to cook. We started bringing her food, and all of a sudden, this got into a. She loved it. Just 5 nights a week, we were bringing mom home cooked food, and the sweet part of the article was, I was bringing her the same stuff that she used to cook for me.
That's very sweet.
And you know, and I thought, okay, you know, and she was like, I was getting a side eye if it wasn't right too, you know. So that's just a very sweet memory, and things, everything comes around, you know.
Very nice. Happy Mother's Day to
Thank
everybody.
You.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, DGS 425. Happy Friday. Not outside of the show, but during the 4 hours of the show, I'm always in a hurry.
Yeah.
You know, like on breaks.
You gotta move.
You gotta move. You got 4 minutes. Whatever you gotta do, you got 4 minutes. That's it.
That's a lot. It's not a lot of time to take a lap.
And it's weird when you get a sense of it. Like, I knew I was running late because I ran out to my car.
Oh.
And as I was coming in, I'm like, I bet the music's playing. And it's weird having a job that's timed to the second. That you would think that that would be difficult for me with my character flaws, but I guess you just get used to it.
You do. And you get used to, you learn too that a minute's actually a long time.
Yeah. You do learn that.
It's a lot more time than you think it is.
Yes.
30 seconds is a decent amount
of
time.
Uh-huh. Like, you can get a lot done in that amount of time.
Remember in speech class where you'd have to do a 3-minute speech? You're like, no one can talk for 3 minutes.
I think this one was probably nailing it even back then.
They were like, we said 3, not 30.
When did you get your voice?
The loudness or the...
Just the deep...
Probably starting in high school, but it really was more like late college.
Did you do anything to develop it, or that's just your voice?
No, just part of broadcasting classes, they just taught us to breathe. Like a certain, you know, breathe, you know, to speak from your chest and, you know, use your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a lot different than it was before, just a little bit.
Isn't that weird? I don't know anything.
Yeah.
I've never had a single class.
Yeah. I don't remember much of it, but I do remember the you know, speaking from your chest and not from your throat or nose definitely right. makes a difference.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not everything. You can still speak from your, you know, from the other parts and have a voice that's deeper than someone else's. But
it's the same way with singing. So Kelly Wilde from Trixie Delight's one of my best friends, and she's one of the best singers I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. And she would come see my band, and she was a big fan. But she'd be like, "Here's what you're doing wrong," and like with AC/DC, I would scream it from my toes. She's like, "You need to whisper it. Remember, you have a microphone." You need to whisper it. And she would show me how she did it. And I would practice it at home, and I could do it. But every single time, not one time, did I do it. Because I'd get on stage.
And you feel it.
Bad on out. Yeah. This wah! Then I'd just start screaming. Because I was afraid I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, also, it's got to be a feeling, too.
True.
Right? You're used to how it feels to do that. And it feels like something when you're, well, in my case, it's not singing, but screaming.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.